It's time to take this game into overtime.
The official podcast
of the Average Joe's Sports Show
on 90.9 The Light Sports
for our generation.
Elish picks up her dribble, going to lob for Green. Nice catch and finish and foul. Kean Green will go to the line for a chance at a three-point play.
Defended well by Green.
Kean Green stepped in, drew the contact.
Baseline to Green. Green strong move and scores. Kean Green through the defense. Down low to Green, and she scores. Rebound by Green. She's able to muscle the ball in. She's fouled as well and will go to the line for a chance at a three-point play.
Welcome back to the Average Joe Sports Show. I'm Kyle Vaught, sitting down here with the eight-time Big South Freshman of the Week, Kean Green. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. So this is your first year playing at Liberty.
Yeah.
Freshman, forward, star player. How does that work? How has your first year been just playing here at Liberty?
It's been a lot of fun. I mean, obviously I didn't know that, like, I would have this much impact as a first year, but I don't have any regrets. I mean, it's a lot of fun, especially the team this year. We've blended so well together. We're still finding our chemistry, but once we get there, we're going to be unstoppable.
See, it's like perfect because you're transitioning to my next question. What's your favorite part about playing for Coach Kerry Green? You said the team's just kind of still learning.
Definitely.
But I've noticed, you know, beginning of the season to where you guys are at now, it just seems like as a team, you guys play so much more coherent to each other.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And that is my favorite part of playing. Just these girls, we were a family from the first day, so it's really exciting because not a lot of teams are like that. And you know that if you're going to be living with these people for the next 4 years, then, like, you better get used to it. But still, teams, they have so much, like, strife among the players and, like, you're getting more minutes than I do, so I don't like you, like, that sort of thing. But that's not on our team, and I really appreciate that.
That's always exciting when you don't have to fight, like, a family.
Yeah.
So, in light of being the Big South Freshman of the Week 8 times... You've had 8 double-doubles, and also just about a week ago, you tied your career high with 26 points, which you played phenomenal in that game.
Thank you.
What are things that you find yourself, just whether it's when you're alone or when you're just thinking about where you want to be, what are some of the things that you want to work on that you find yourself just saying, I need to get better at that?
I think just keeping my focus just in every play, because I know coming here, I was recruited because of my rebounding ability, and then I feel like that sort of dropped off when I got here, so I want to just focus on, I think rebounds are more valuable than points, because points are scored 2 at a time, and rebounds are gotten 1 at a time, so I just like to focus on just that defensive aspect, just rebounding.
Okay, speaking of the defensive aspect, you play aggressive. You had some issues with foul trouble.
Yeah.
What are some of the things that you have seen yourself do? Because early on, you were in a lot of foul trouble. What are some of the things, just describe kind of the impact of the first few games where you didn't get to play a lot of minutes because of that, and then how it's worked out where now you are in a lot more of the game and there's absolute effect. You know, we saw that just the other night where, you know, as soon as you and Ola were out, it felt like there was a part of that team that just wasn't able to keep that pressure as much. Can you tell me about that process from the beginning to the end of the season so far?
I think it mainly came out of just moving my feet quicker, because a lot of times my fouls, especially fouls in the post, they're gotten when you're just being lazy. So moving my feet quicker definitely eliminated the opportunity for a foul.
Gotcha. And what about, like, later on in the season too, especially like the other night, because just thinking about some of the fouls that were called, do you ever see any of the moments where you look back and you just know, you know, I didn't, but I know where I could get maybe my body around better, or how do you work on that just on your own or with the players? Do you and Ola and other forwards or, you know, any of you guys run drills to just kind of train yourself not to be in that position?
I guess the biggest drill that we do is called furnace, and you have to get, it's a defensive drill, so you either do 3-on-3 or 5-on-5, and the defense has to get 3 stops in a row, and that means the offense can't score, they can't get an offensive rebound, defense can't foul, and it can't be like the ball went out of bounds on offense. Like, that's not a stop.
Right.
So I think that's the biggest drill that we do, and it really does help because you have to be so conscious, especially when after you get your second stop, the coaches are crazy about calling fouls. Like, every little touch is a foul, so you have to be really conscious about where your body is and what you're doing.
The floor is lava, basically.
Definitely.
So just playing this season with all the girls, you know, you're all close. Give me one good story of just whether it's Coach Green or all the girls that just something happened that sticks out that this semester just that was the one time that you guys cut loose and it was just absolutely a blast.
Oh man, I gotta think about that one. I don't think it was this semester, but I think coming into this season, even after the Duke game, everybody's like, I see something special in your team. And I was like, I don't see it. Like, we lost by 60. But in our Valpo game, I feel like everybody played so well, even though we lost by one. I remember thinking, wow, like, if everybody's going to play like this all the time, like, do you know how great we can be? So I think for me, that's what I remember about the Valpo game.
I definitely remember the Valpo game being one of the games where going, you know, from, you know, losing by 60, I was like, oh, wait, no, this is really exciting. Like, this is awesome to see. What do you find yourself getting excited about this tournament? As you're finishing up the season, you know, the tournament's going to be here, so you don't have to travel. That's got to be a blast. What are some of the things that you are just excited about? You know, is it your first tournament that is, you know, of course, of this magnitude, but what style are you going to or how are you going to remember it?
I think it will be memorable just because it's my first tournament, but also I feel like we can't put too much pressure on ourselves in that aspect because we have to treat every game just like it's another basketball game. But I'm excited because I know that every team that's above us, we've beaten before. So it's not like we're necessarily the underdogs because we've beaten all this team. So I'm excited to win it.
Okay, so it's going to be really, really close, really tough.
Definitely.
Every single game has been, you know, so far we've seen some two-point games. We've seen some last 5 seconds, scores. So it's going to be interesting. Tonight you're playing, or this afternoon, you guys are playing the Campbell Lady Camels. It's a tough team.
Yeah.
They're at the top right now of the Big South Conference.
Mm-hmm.
They've stayed there pretty much most of the season, but I do believe you guys have already beat them.
Yeah, and we beat them at their place. So I feel like it's going to be, I mean, not less of a like mountain to climb, but I think we're more confident going into this game.
What are some of the things that you hope to do just last game of the season? Something that you are looking forward to just finishing out strong?
finishing the game, not fouling out.
You gonna get another double-double?
I mean, I set some goals for myself, so that may be one of them, but I don't know. I haven't said it yet.
It's going to be a team effort.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, Kian, I definitely thank you for sitting down with us. We're going to be rooting for you. The Lady Flames are going to be playing Campbell today at 2 p.m. Come on out to the Vine Center and support them. Thank you again, Kian.
Thank you.